I want to preach this morning, are you free? Are you free? You know, there's a lot of people that's in prison today. I'm talking about in jails, in prisons. There are people that are in prison. Fear is a prison. But the fear of God is not a prison.
Right.
Amen? There's people that are in prison because they've allowed things to come into their life.
Amen.
Hatred. Jealousy. You can say, well, I'm not in a prison. I can go shopping. I can do this and that. If sin is in your life, you are in a prison.
Amen.
The Bible says the devil takes them captive at his own will. When Jesus began to say, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free, set you free. They said that we've never been in bondage to no man. Well, the truth are, there are people that are in bondage to one another.
Amen.
Come on now. Amen to God. There can be people. Anybody that tries to control your life, to try to go against your will, and yet, listen to me this morning, God will not go against your will.
Amen.
You must make the choice. Amen. You make a choice to come to church. You make a choice to read the Word of God. You have that choice. When I was a sinner, I had not that choice. I was bound in alcohol. Amen? I was bound there. I thought I was free, but yet I was bound in the bondage of sin.
Amen.
It's like a man saying, I've got 20/20, but yet he's in darkness because that darkness has blinded his spiritual eyes or his heart. Amen?
Amen.
That darkness,
amen.
Sin is a bondage to any people. It will destroy. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I said, oh God. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I pray. Why do I want this? Why do I need this? I've learned in the Word of God there in Zambia, Africa. I was back in the bush, back there praying. I saw the people. I can tell you, if you're not careful, it can make you feel so broken, so troubled. When you say, dear Lord, why would I complain having a refrigerator, a home to go to, a fan, when these people don't have nothing but what's on their back mostly? Malaria. Sickness, disease, parasite. And I'm saying, Lord, what do I preach to these people back there in that bush? And the Lord spoke to me just as clear as can be. He said, preach this, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. 30, almost 40 years ago, I never believed that I was an alcoholic. Do you hear me? I just said, if you like whatever you like, I like drinking. I could drink. I drank so much that I was immune. I could be. I didn't go to AA programs or what. But since I got saved, I got there, and he don't want me to be there. Hear me what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. Because I begin to tell them, almost 40 years ago, this man here was bound. But I didn't believe that. Nobody could tell me I was a drunkard. Do you hear me? I believed if you like this, I liked it. I loved it. I thought I could quit it any time, but I found out it had a hold of me. It was bigger than I was. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you there's not a one here this morning that's bigger than sin but Jesus Christ. He's the only one. I tell you, He's the only one that can set a man free from the bondage of sin. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I can tell you, in that bush, those people, they have hardly nothing. And I begin to preach to that message to those Africans. But seek ye first. What he was saying, that same gospel goes to the African, to the rich man, the poor man, the sinner man, if he will only seek my kingdom and my righteousness, I will give him the treasures of heaven that the world can't give. I know that. I saw that. I heard that. When God speaks a word to somebody, now I know up here preaching or teaching whatever, Brother Earl, whatever, I'm sitting there listening. It's like what I want, you know, like years ago, we used to have what they call rabbit ears or antennas. You'd move those things to try to get a little picture here. You'd pick, hear me what I'm saying? Well, I'm telling you, I want my radar system, the Spirit, to pick up what the Word of God says to me. I can tell you, I don't want it to fall on deaf ears. I don't want it to fall on a hardened heart. I want to hear what God is saying. What He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." That tells me He wants an audience. He wants my attention. And He wants me to be a doer of the Word and not just a hearer of what I hear. That's just what I need. I need that. I have to have that. I can sit there and I can tell you the devil can be, you ever seen that thing, the devil on a person's shoulder? Well, I can tell you that devil's not on your shoulder. If you've got sin in your heart, hear me, you are serving sin. The only thing to do is that you repent and turn from what is causing you to, oh God, to not keep going on. Every way in sin is so easily, it besets us so easily. Let us run this race. It's a race before us. As Paul said, this one thing I do, I'm forgetting what's behind me. I'm going forward. I know the prize. I know the calling God's put in my heart, and I'm pressing towards that mark today. I said, oh God, I thought there, sitting here today, a word came to me, and I thought, God, is this what you want, or this is what I thought you wanted? And here it was, addiction. A lot of people are addicted on many things. There's people addicted on sugar, addicted on soft drinks, addicted on chocolate. Do you hear that? I was in a place some years ago, and they're staying, and when I noticed, I'd go in there to the bathroom, and I saw all these pieces of what you call their cups, Reese cups, come in. Reese cup. My goodness. I'm telling you, oh dear Lord, when I opened up a situation, it was Reese cups everywhere. Hear me what I'm saying? She was addicted on Reese cups. Do you hear me? I'm telling you, I've seen children addicted on things, Lord God, and I can tell you, take it away, they scream and cry, carry on. Give it to me, it's mine, my Lord and my God. Do you hear me? It's the truth. Well, I'm telling you, just take the world and give me Jesus Christ. Give me the Word of God, and the Word of God will set us free today. Oh, my Lord. There's people, they're addicted on sports. Amen? They're addicted on drugs. It starts out simple. It starts out as nothing. But next thing you know, even the doctors today are addicted on what they're prescribing. It's the truth. Do you hear me? Same way with nurses. They're addicted on, Lord, the very thing that they tell you, don't take it.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on now. Come on. It's the truth. Lord, God had come to find out. I'm telling you, I want to get addicted on Christ.
That's right.
That Bible tells me in the ministry, they addicted themselves into the ministry. You don't have to beg me to church. I'm addicted. I want to go there. My Lord and my God. I thought to myself, that fish that has fish out there, she don't have to teach those babies to swim. It's in their blood. It's the natural. They'll swim because they were born in that place that they have to have.
Amen.
Do you hear that?
Amen.
Those fish, mama don't have to teach them to swim, how to breathe. God's put that in them. That's their nature. Well, what's our nature? What's our nature? An apple tree cannot produce an orange. Do you hear me? A gorilla cannot produce a giraffe. An elephant can't produce an alligator. Well, I can tell you, it takes the Spirit of God to produce the things of God. It's the fruits of the Spirit. My God, somebody, we need to bring forth much fruit that God be glorified in us.
Amen.
Oh God, I'm going to tell you, God sometimes does some pruning. Hear me what I'm saying. Amen. Why does He do that? He's not going to allow that junk in that world to be on His son. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Amen. If you're the vine, amen. He's amen. The vine, we're the branches. Well, we must be that true vine. Do you hear me? In other words, I want Him, when He comes, I want Him to find fruit.
Amen.
Amen to God. Amen. I can tell you, but if you're not careful, the devil will be there too.
Yeah. Amen.
How do you know that? That's Adam and Eve. They'll tell you about it. They'll tell you what God told them. Yeah. I showed them what it was. Went there to that fruit.
Right.
Many times the devil paints a pretty picture to you.
Yeah.
Don't you think for one minute he'll paint such a pretty picture there? And if you reach and start, oh, the Spirit of God says, you know that's not me. You know you're not to do that. The Spirit of God, God's not up there screaming, don't do it, George. Don't do it, Danny. It's the Spirit of God in us that leads us to all truth. We're to shun the very appearance of evil. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh. What God said, you make the first step, and I'll run to you. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is. Praying. I've got down. I know we're in a warfare. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. And I know this. If I commit sin. Now, listen to me. A lot of preaching says when we commit sin. No, 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 no. It says if. You got to be careful with living out a word out of a scripture. If you leave one word out of that scripture, it sounds totally different. I'm telling you, when he said to the devil already knew the word of God. He knew that scripture. He could quote every word in this book. Do you hear me? And he didn't go to a university. He learned that when he was in heaven with God. Do you hear me? God help me. God help me. To be carnal minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm not worrying about who wins the Super Bowl. I know who I want to win. And it's Christ. Paul said that God of heaven, Lord God, Paul wasn't interested in that world. He was interested winning souls to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, I'm no longer my own. Oh God.
Amen.
I tell you, and you know, years ago people was in bondage to man. Slavery. Well, I tell you, you were born in sin. You were born in sin. You may not have started robbing banks and stealing a line, but after a while, you could be 5 years old. And mommy said, did you get into cookie jar? No, I didn't. Don't have to teach them the lie. If they'll steal, they'll lie. It comes natural, brother.
That's right. Amen.
Come on now. Well, what's that all over your lips? I don't know. I mean, what? That's chucking from you. Come on now. Shout with me. It's the truth. It's the truth. You don't have to teach little Tarzan to lie. He'll lie. Do you hear me? My Lord and my God, do you hear me? You can teach an egg to raise its hands. You can teach a parrot to say Jesus. But it takes the Holy Ghost to make him Lord to the glory of God. My Lord and my God, somebody. Oh, I don't go to church for what do you call all the exercise? Say, put your hands up, clap your hands, say, jump, run, holler. No, hear me what I'm saying. That should come spontaneous. It's like you ever hit what they call a crazy ball. Whoop. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Here's the truth. You ever hit that crazy bone? Oh, somebody standing in front of you, be what it is. Hear me what I'm saying? That crazy bone's got a nerve there. Well, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God has a nerve too, brother. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Do you you hear me? My Lord, my God, we're not dumb. Do you hear me? We're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Oh my God, that I may win Christ. Oh, if you continue in my word. Who is that word? That word is Jesus Christ. And guess who keeps you going that direction? He's called the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of truth will guide you in the all truth.
Amen.
I remember, Lord, some things you want to forget. But some things you can remember and say, thank God you delivered me from it. First time. You know, you've seen people. You know, if you go, especially out to friends, be careful who you run with.
Amen.
They say birds of a feather flock together. Hear me what? Well, we need to mount up like wings of an eagle. Amen to God. Come on now. Amen to God. We're to be humble as a dove, just a loving little dove. But we need to be bold as a lion.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Sin is not a mistake. Amen. If the devil can make us sin, we're all in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
We are in trouble today. Because he's going to keep on you doing that. But thanks be to God, he brought me out of the darkness into that marvelous light. Oh, he's ordered my steps, and the steps of a good man, and that includes a good woman, are ordered by the Lord. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, brother. I want to go down that path. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Lord God, hear me. Holy Ghost, you lead me and I'll follow. Oh my God. He said, I'll lead you. I'll lead you into all truth. I'll lead you. I'll show you what's good. I'll show you what's evil. I am the Spirit of truth and I will guide you into all truth.
Amen.
That's what we need. We have to have that. I want that. I need that. You know, some people, well, I don't know why I got myself in that mess. I do. You was drawn away by your own love.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That devil puts it out. It's like if anybody ever trapped in their life. Well, maybe not the ladies. Maybe some have. I don't know. But you know what? You can hide that trap. That's what sin is. It's a snare.
Right.
It's set. But what he's doing, he's using something to tempt you.
Yeah, amen.
And he tempts the flesh. Let no man say when he's tempted, he's tempted at evil of God. Because God tempts no man.
Amen.
I'm feeling the good Lord.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Lord, if I was down at that beach out there and I saw a big shark swimming up and down, I got enough sense not to go wading out there. Come on now. Well, I can tell you, when I see the devil, hear me what I'm saying, I don't want to see how close I can rub shoulders with him. I want to see in the name of Jesus, get behind me, Satan. I'm going on with Jesus. I'm going on with Jesus. Amen to God. And listen to me. If mama don't go, ask her, I'll go anyway. Hear me what I'm saying. It's if daddy don't go, grandpa's going anyway. Hear me what I'm saying. Oh, dude, if my wife don't go, ask her, I'll go anyway. You know why? Oh, I've got marching orders. Oh, by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God, my God. Well, somebody. Well, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
I hear that song. He's all I need. He's all I need. Great God of heaven, that's all you need to want. Amen. It's the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
Glory.
Well, the joy of the He's more than a, I feel the good Lord of heaven. I feel the anointing of God.
Yes, Lord.
His anointing will destroy every bondage, every yoke. Dealing with some hearts here.
Hallelujah.
He's saying, I want you to come.
Yes.
I want you to come. I just want you to come as you are. He said, I want to set you free.
Thank you, Lord.
The Holy Ghost. Listen, he said, if I be lifted up, the Holy Ghost is lifting him up.
Praise God.
Amen. And when he's lifted up, there you go. Help me, Lord.
Mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. I lift you up, Jesus.
Don't wait until you come to a place where God's no more talking to you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll get saved when I feel like it. No, you don't play with God that way. Amen. It's when God is knocking at your heart.
Yes.
Amen. I thought, Lord, he said, he that committed sin. It's a servant of sin.
Yes.
Amen.
And I can tell you, sin is a prison.
Right.
But if you remember there in the book of Isaiah, Jesus came. And the Bible said he went into the prison.
Right.
Of those spirits. And I believe, brother, they were waiting.
Yes.
Amen.
That world is a prison.
Right. Amen.
Marvel not that that world hates you.
That's right.
Because it hated him.
That's right.
Amen. Even though he's talking, what you see happening today, the love of many are waxing cold.
Yes.
Many has turned their ears from sound doctrine.
That's right.
Many says, well, buddy, you're not my judge. Word is your judge.
That's right. Amen.
You can either say, Lord, what you're saying to me, there's things about me that's not right. He's a God, he cannot lie.
Right.
That's right.
People will lie to people.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Amen.
But I can tell you, he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
And one of the most, all the scriptures are beautiful. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
Life, yes, Lord.
He's the only one that can give you eternal life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's give Jesus a good hand.
Hallelujah.